Explain a bank card problem, answer identity questions safely, and ask what happens next. Bank and card problems can feel stressful. You need calm English for explaining the problem and checking the next step. You also need to protect private information. In this lesson, Ken tries to pay at a shop, but his card is declined. He calls the bank. He does not share his full card number in public, and he asks what to do next. A2 learners can handle this by using short but complete sentences, what happened, where it happened, and what help they need. Warm-up. What card problems can happen when you travel? What information should you not say loudly in public? How can you ask for the next step? Ken calls the bank from a quiet place outside the shop. He says, "Hello, my card was declined a few minutes ago, but I think there is enough money in my account." The bank worker asks, "Where did this happen?" Ken says, "At Green Market on King Street." Then she asks, "Was it a contactless payment?" Ken says, "Yes, I tapped the card." Ken gives the event, place, and payment type. This helps the bank check the problem quickly. The bank worker needs to check Ken's identity. Identity means who a person is. She says, "Please do not say your full card number. Can you confirm the last four digits?" Ken says, "The last four digits are 4821. The worker asks for his birthday and a security word. Ken answers quietly because he is outside. Ken asks, "Is this a safe place to continue, or should I call again from home?" The worker says, "If you are not comfortable, please call again from a private place." The worker checks the account and says, "The card was blocked because the payment looked unusual. I can unblock it now." Ken asks, "How long will it take?" The worker says, "Please wait 5 minutes, then try again. If it fails again, call us before making another payment." Ken confirms, "Wait 5 minutes, try again once, and call if it fails." The worker says, "Yes." Ken thanks her and writes down the instructions. Use the same plan in a new real place. First, write the place and time. Use details like Green Market, King Street, last four digits. Second, say the problem in one clear sentence. Add one reason. Then say what help you need. Third, ask one next step question. You can ask, "How long will it take?" Repeat the answer to check it. Add one exact number, time, or object. This keeps the practice real. For example, say 10:30, 5 minutes, apartment 308, or a blue case. Now check safety and politeness. If the problem is health, money, or home repair, use calm words. Confirm the answer before you leave or end the call. This practice makes the English reusable. The details change, but the order stays the same. Situation, reason, request, next step. Question 1. Where was Ken's card declined? Answer 1. His card was declined at Green Market on King Street. Discussion 1. Practice explaining a card problem with place and time. Question 2. Which card digits does Ken confirm? Answer 2. He confirms only the last four digits. Discussion 2. Discuss what information is safe or unsafe to say in public. Question 3. Why was the card blocked? Answer 3. It was blocked because the payment looked unusual. Discussion 3. Roleplay asking what to do next after a bank problem. Question 4. What are the four parts of the transfer plan? Answer 4. The four parts are situation, reason, request, and next step. Discussion 4. Make a new short script for the same situation in your own city. Final speaking. Roleplay a declined card call with safe identity checking. For bank problems, explain the event clearly and protect private information. Ask if you should continue from a private place. Useful questions include, "How long will it take?" "Can I try again?" and "What should I do if it fails again?"